Hi, Mr. President.
Hi. What's that?
Your remarks last night were absolutely fantastic.
Well, it's really sort of, I think some of these, you know, when people do jobs, this is even true of some members of the cabinet, you know, you do your daily jobs and you work on such a small canvas that now and then it's nice for the people to sit back and see the big canvas. You know, when they prepare, remarks for me and so forth, they want me to discuss how revenue sharing is going to work. These guys don't give a shit about that. They don't want to hear that from me, don't you agree?
Oh, that was absolutely just...
But I don't know.
Oh, that was great.
Well...
It also gave him a message, too.
You think so?
Damn right it did.
Told him to quit this crap about priorities.
It's this silly chap from Pennsylvania.
Oh, he is an ass.
He is a real ass.
Yeah. John Dean came. I'm working with Mrs. Miss Meyer. That's all right. Go ahead.
I just want to give you a very brief status report on Pat Gray.
Right.
The happenings of the first day. I think everything's going fine. Mm-hmm. Pat might have gone a little bit farther than I would like to have him go with respect to the availability of FBI records to the Senate, you know, to satisfy themselves. But I think we still have control over it with respect to procedures. I think his openness and his candor, Jim Eason this morning said that Irvin is with him all the way, and I think he's really created a good environment up there.
Well, the main thing is that don't let him get in a position where he feels that he has to, where in order to get confirmed, that he has to go so far with the Senate. The one thing he should not, I guess Dean said he discussed it with you and that Gray had said he'd leave it to the Attorney General, but I should point out, if I know nobody's taken the trouble to read what I said about his case, that
I read it.
At the time, if you read my speech in the Congress, that's where I covered it, at the time, Dick, that we got into the case, Truman issued an order to Clark, who was then Tom Clark, the Attorney General, and to Hoover, the FBI, that they were not to cooperate. In the entire course of that investigation, the FBI closed its doors completely. The Justice Department would not cooperate. Nobody from the White House would cooperate.
The reasons
but my point is, that was espionage against the United States of America, as distinguished between hinky-dinky espionage with one party against another. Now, my point is, I think, looking back, Hoover was right. I mean, Truman was right in the sense that you cannot have a congressional committee that can get at FBI files. But we crossed that bridge. And if he goes so far as to say that he'll give it to members of Congress, what's he going to say when Bella Abzug says, I want to see the files with regard to the investigation of the riot in Miami or the Black Panthers?
I can get them.
But you see, he must, there must never,
Pat,
the,
Pat had,
no, indi- no individual, no individual congressman, no committee, nothing should have right to FBI files.
He made that clear, that whatever we do in the Watergate case is not to be a precedent. It's got to be subject to the approval of the Attorney General and the President. And I think the record is clear enough for us to control it.
Good.
Incidentally, you ought to go back and read that chapter on the Hiss case again, because what you did as a result of what Truman did was just blow him out of the water. You know, they politicized. Their approach to it was a political approach.
Right.
And I think that we want to avoid that ourselves in this case.
Exactly.
That's the very thing that we want to avoid.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I'm not suggesting that we do what Truman did, because we crossed that bridge.
Because he didn't get
but I'm simply saying, don't let Irvin and these boys have a double standard.
No.
I'd say, all right, now look here, boys, we're aware of that. And but do you realize what we've been up against over the past? Let's remember this administration is being more cooperative than anybody else.
Well, I didn't want to...
Anyway, we wish you well, and on it, and you're going to, as I told you, we set the procedure up for Dean is the only fellow you should talk to here,
yes,
except
sir.
For me.
Yes, sir.
So, and you can see it from me. The other one, and I should stay out of the damn thing.
Yes, sir.
But the other point is that I think you ought to, and then you should talk to Baker and Irvin, and be sure that Baker's back. You keep it good and stiff, you know. I mean, he's clever, but he's got to remember that...
He's
got to
be bucked up a little bit.
Because he's so anxious, you know, to get themselves of being, you know, looking like great impartial investigators. Well, fine if the other side is, but I don't let Howard know that.
I think it's a crunch Howard to
be. Oh, he wants to be all right. He wants to be all right. He certainly has nothing to gain to go in the other direction. You remember Ralph Flanders?
Yeah.
I mean, those who think that they can go. And remember, Ralph became a hero of the Washington Press Corps because he went after Joe McCarthy. Destroyed Ralph.
Yeah.
That's what it does. You can't take your own party apart. I don't mean by that to cover up, but I do mean that to join this just to pander to these Washington reporters, Dick, and this is the thing you've got to tell Pat Gray, don't do it. He's got to be very, very careful.
I'm meeting with him two or three times a day.
Right. Well, you understand it. That's the main thing. Because you see, Pat may not, he doesn't have the political sophistication that you've got. And you say, now, Pat, don't be drug into this and that. I want him to be totally forthright. I want him to be totally forthcoming. He's got to establish the image of a lawman and all the rest. But on the other hand, don't go to the point where he wins bravados in the newspaper and the columns and the editorials of the Eastern Press. If you go that far, then you've lost. Because they do not want you to do the right thing. They want you to do the wrong thing, see? The other way. Okay?
Yes, sir.
All right.
I won't bother you unless I have to, but...
No, anytime.
Yes.
But let me say that I'm deliberately limiting my communication only with Dean, because you have confidence in him.
Yes, sir.
And I have, he never opens his mouth. Oh, one other thing that I think Pat could, and I'm going to get Ziegler to do it, could have, could play it a little bit differently. I don't think he should indicate the, of course, the thing that both Times and the Post picked up, as you might expect, was that he said he had reluctantly turned the files over to, the FBI files over to the White House.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, I have ordered Dean to conduct an investigation. Good God, if he's going to make the files available to Congress, can he do it to the president?
That's the one thing we discussed the morning.
Yeah.
Very specifically, I said, for Christ's sake, Pat, the President of the United States, this is his FBI and his department.
Well, but my point is, I'd ordered an investigation.
Right.
And all that, and that's the only one that was getting
covered that specifically.
Good. Okay. Good luck.
Bye.